A mass court case is due to get underway in Germany today as more than 400,000 Volkswagen owners come together to demand compensation following the Dieselgate scandal. In 2015, you may recall, the German car company admitted using illegal software to cheat US diesel engine tests. The first hearing, in what's likely to be a years-long trial, opens this morning in Brunswick, around 30 kilometres from Volkswagen's headquarters in the northern German city of Wolfsburg. We can talk to Derek Scally, Berlin correspondent of the Irish Times, is on the line. A very good morning to you, Derek. Perhaps, first of all, we might just remind our listeners of the background to all this scandal 4 years ago in 2015.
Yes, 4 years ago, US environmental authorities realized that there was something rotten in Volkswagen diesel cars, in particular the model number EA189. Now, that's the engine that you get in Volkswagen cars, and Audi cars, Seat cars, and Skoda, all part of the VW group. And this engine had software, and it could detect if the wheels of the car were moving, but the steering wheel was not. Therefore, it was in a test situation. And then it was the cleanest car in the world. It had all sorts of things to prevent noxious emissions coming out, but in line with US and in European emissions laws. But as soon as the car was actually driving, and so the car software detected, yes, the wheels are moving, as is the steering wheel, we cannot be in a test situation, we're clearly in the clear, it switched all that off, so that the emissions software, the emissions would be dirtier and more noxious and causes health problems. And this is what was detected 5 years ago, and this is 4 years ago, and this is what's on trial today.
But none of this is in dispute. VW has admitted this is what has what happened. So what's at issue in this action by this extraordinary number, 400,000 VW owners?
Yes, it's rather a technical case. What the issue is that unlike in the US, Volkswagen is still fighting this all through the courts in Europe, because until now there hasn't really been the same sort of class action. There hasn't been sort of a big corporate stick that they could be beaten with like in the US. So this has already been through. Volkswagen has paid billions and billions in compensation in the US, but it's fighting it every step of the way here. So what it is it's effectively people who feel they've suffered a loss as a result of this software can join the case being taken today by Germany's Federal Consumer Protection Body. Now, more than 400,000, as you said, have signed up. And this is just about, have they suffered a loss? Did Volkswagen damage them as consumers in, quote, an immoral and deliberate way with the software? It's also asking a question, is Volkswagen responsible for the actions of its employees, so Volkswagen as a corporate entity? And did they suffer damage by having this car with the software on board? And is the damage, has it been addressed with the software update? Now, Volkswagen obviously is arguing that the customers have suffered no particular damage because, you know, they can still drive the cars. Hundreds and thousands of these cars are being driven around. But of course, the owners are saying, well, the value of my car has collapsed. There's also the health question. Are these cars still emitting more noxious fumes than is allowed under EU emissions laws? And so this is the issue that's up to date. So it's actually a technical issue. Mm. Can a consumer affairs body take on board 400,000 claims and represent them? But if the court finds in their favour, these individuals will still have to take individual cases against them. But many people in Germany actually have legal protection insurance, so for them there's actually no risk in doing so. So it would be interesting, if faced with this wall of claims, if Volkswagen changes its tune and decides to settle more like it did in the US.
And just separately then, there are criminal prosecutions pending against a number of senior executives in Volkswagen who are allegedly at the heart of this.
Yes, that's the other prong of this. This is the consumers. Last week we saw prosecutors finally moving against the former board of Volkswagen, saying you were aware of this ahead of time. In that case, it's actually also more about the shareholder. Did you know ahead of time? Should you have informed shareholders, in particular corporate shareholders, who say the value of their shares collapsed as a result? So that's a huge issue there. And there's also the criminal case involving compensation. So this is all coming together. It's all coming together slowly. It's all coming together in Brunswick, Braunschweig, which is the closest court to Volkswagen's headquarters. So it's about an hour west of Berlin. So it's a big day. It's finally, it seems like the swallows are coming home to roost for Volkswagen in its hometown.
Very good. Derek Scally of the Irish Times, thank you very much. The time here in Morning Ireland, 13 minutes to 8.